You're listening to Tales from the Nerd Room, Episode 8. I'm Zach, and I'm going to be reviewing Terry Moore's Rachel Rising, Number 1. So I'm trying to kind of refine this mini-podcast, since I'm restricted to the 5 minutes. So I'm not going to cover the story, because what I'm finding out is that by the time I get over the main plot points in each story, I don't have time to really say how I feel about it. So I'm going to assume you've read this book, and I hope you did. It takes about a minute and a half to read. Which usually I'd be pretty pissed off about, because whenever I fly through books, I'm kind of like, well, piss, I just spent $4 on a book that was done and over with in 30 seconds. But this is half the book silent, and if you've ever read anything of Terry Moore, he does really good with those silent moments. He's a lot like Jeff Lemire. He does black and white stuff, and his art is more realistic, realistically based than Jeff Lemire, where Jeff Lemire's is more cartoonish. And this is kind of a cool story so far, because I really don't know what the hell happened. From what I gathered, it's an out-of-body experience in the beginning, where you have the girl looking at herself. I think it was her name, Rachel. I gotta flip to the back of this book to find out, but she's taking a look at herself, basically getting dug out of the, or she's digging herself out of the ground, which had an amazing one-page spread of her walking away from, like, her burial site, basically. So I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, Rachel's her name. He does really good, like, line work. Like cross-hatching and stuff like that, which this is nothing new for Terry Moore, but I think it's amazing. There is no color. If you're a person that doesn't like black and white books, then you're probably not going to like this. The one thing that did strike me kind of odd was when the guy who picks up Rachel to drive her home is trying to stay with her. Like, he's trying to be friendly, but I would totally be creeped out if some person, well, I wouldn't be one to jump into a van with some, or a truck with somebody, but still, it's kind of weird. But yeah, I thought that was kind of a creeper moment. But it's pretty cool, because I didn't notice at first the kind of ring around Rachel's neck from being strangled. And I always like those kind of things that you don't necessarily catch right off the bat, but once you do, you can flip back 3 or 4 pages and you go, oh yeah, that was there. So that's pretty cool. Like I said, there's not a whole lot of story came out of this. The end gist is that Rachel's introduced to a character that she's previously known, and the woman says, "Oh, you're not Rachel Beck." So we're kind of implying that this woman who was possibly murdered or wasn't completed is now not the person that she thinks she is, and that's kind of it's got my attention for another issue. And I do like how the beginning starts off with a quote from Plato: death is not the worst thing that can happen to you. And as soon as I read that, I read it out loud to my girlfriend, and she just said, "All right," and it kind of summed it up for me. So yeah, overall, I'd say definitely go buy this book. It's a $3.99 book, which some people really shy away from, but this is well worth it, even though it's not colored, which I know a lot of people are, well, if it's not colored, I'm not paying the extra dollar, blah, 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 blah. Well worth it. Terry Moore is really good at doing, like, longer stories that are based off relationships, and they introduced a lot of characters in this book that are going to be potentially main people in this. So definitely buy this book. I'd say it's 5 out of 5. You can follow me on Twitter at Zach Cardinelle, all one word, ZachCardinell. If I get people that actually start following me and follow this podcast, I'm probably going to change that to something a little bit more reasonable. But for right now, it works. So thanks for listening. And some more reviews should be up. I kind of got held back yesterday. So up next is Batman Night of Vengeance. So it should be up here shortly.